Hello. In the newsletter this week, I'm talking about building up confidence in our customers. But confidence is important for customer service professionals themselves too. If you're not confident in your own knowledge, there'll be times when you can't really give high-quality service. You might have felt this yourself. Maybe a question comes in and it looks like it matches a saved reply that somebody else on your team has written. Well, excellent, you've got the right answer. Probably. As long as the customer doesn't ask any more questions, you'll get away with it. But if they need clarification or if they want it explained in different words, well, now you're in trouble. If you're confident in your knowledge, you can safely adjust the way that that response is worded because you know what you can and you can't leave out, and you know what can be changed without losing accuracy. That's a self-confidence, a belief in your own body of knowledge, and you build that up with time and training and practice. But there's another sort of confidence in support that's really about the products and the services that you're providing help for. It's very hard to provide good quality service if you don't actually believe the message that you're being asked to give out. When you agree with a customer that your product is faulty or it's flawed, but you can't say that, or you're trying to explain why a feature was removed or a bug was not fixed, but you really have no idea of the reason why, you can try to fake it, but it will eventually show. And in the end, substandard service is the result. The solution to this sort of confidence problem is bridging that information gap between customer service and the rest of the company so that the people on the front line are informed and on board. Because when support understands the why behind the what's of all the decisions that are made in the rest of the business, they'll do a far better job of explaining to and persuading customers who want to know more. At HelpScout, we've got customer service team members embedded inside our product teams for exactly that reason, to keep that information flowing. Maybe you can do that too. Or maybe you can at least be deliberate in keeping your customer service staff in the loop and making sure they understand your decisions. Because if your company can't explain those decisions convincingly to the customer service team, well, then what hope do the customers really have? Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.